Queer Music Heritage
on KPFT in Houston.
Hello, this is J.D. Doyle with a Queer Music Heritage New Music Spotlight. My regular show, Queer Music Heritage, is heard monthly on Queer Voices on the fourth Monday of the month. But as that segment is more oriented towards the older music of our culture, I often do not get to feature as many new artists as I'd like. And there are plenty of very talented artists whose work deserves to be shared with our listeners. So this feature is designed to do just that. You get to hear some of the music from the artist's latest CD, along with some interview comments. Tonight's spotlight is on New York artist Jeremy Blue, and his debut album is called Embracing This. When I first got this album last summer, I was immediately impressed with it. In fact, I think I played it 5 times in a row. I love his style of singing. His music is acoustic-based, but he brings his own soulful style to it. In fact, he calls his style soul folk. And I was even more impressed when I met him and got to see him sing live in New York. His stage presence is just amazing. He has a lot of charisma, and he's charming and sexy and articulate, and he's a very nice guy. And no, I'm not his press agent. So on to the interview. Jeremy, how would you describe your CD and musical style to someone who's never heard it?
I like to describe the music as soul folk, a combination of folk and pop music, bringing together a lot of feelings of soul, a lot of feelings of experience of life. And I find that there's a tenderness that runs through the CD, a real desire and yearning to really become aware of where it is that I've been and what it is that my experience of life is and where I'm leading, and most importantly, where I am right now.
Who is your audience?
I often try and figure out who my audience is, but frequently what happens is I play so many different kinds of music, I find that I enjoy playing for a very, very varied audience. Sometimes I play pretty laid-back music, and for that I tend to find that my audience, it tends to be middle-aged folks, and then sometimes I like to bring in a lot more rock influence or a lot more high energy, and I find then that the age of the folks doesn't seem to matter at that point, but the audience I'm singing for are basically people who are really interested in looking into somebody, looking into their life.
Is it important for you to be out as a musician?
It is important for me to be out as a musician. Growing up, in the time that I did, it still was a little before, but there wasn't really a lot of other out musicians making music, and it was frustrating growing up, feeling like it was an industry that was occupied by a lot of people who were not like me. And so for me now as a musician, I'd like to be out, to allow it to be seen, not something that would be ashamed of, in hopes that other people feel more comfortable being out with their music as well.
Who were your influences?
Well, coincidentally, a lot of things happened when I was 16 years old. I came out of the closet to myself. I got my first guitar, and I was introduced to the music of the Indigo Girls. So I feel like the Indigo Girls kind of were a backbone for me as a musician, and also as an out musician or as a gay musician.
The song Don't Know Where starts off your CD. Can you tell us about it?
Don't Know Where. I couldn't sleep one night, and there were just these words that were going through my head. More than a city has inside, more than an ocean has of wide, more than a dreamer has to hide. And they just kind of kept running through, and so I wrote them down and didn't know what would happen to them. And the next day I tried to turn them into a song, and it didn't work. And it felt really forced. But then something happened within the next day or two where I just kind of sat down and I just began writing about all the places I feel like I've been in my life, contemplating where it is that I am right now and how I got where I am right now. And so the song ended up ultimately writing itself once I finally let go of trying to force it into becoming a song.
More than a city has inside, more than an ocean has of wide, to hide. It's just me. I don't know where I've been. hugging the moon and being kissed by stars, or dancing naked in a park, or climbing around a rocky beach, or feeling like a twink on a Chelsea street. Well, who knows? To think that someone does, but it's nice sometimes not to do my hair. More than a city has inside, more than an ocean has of wide, more than a dreamer has to hide. It's just me, I don't know where I've been.
Can you please tell us about the song New to Me?
Well, I've been in love once, and it was quite a relationship, and it was a relationship that carried me across the country and is the reason why I ended up moving. And shortly after I moved, I really realized that the relationship had to end, and it was a painful end, and it was something that I decided needed to happen. And after the relationship ended, I wrote many, many songs exploring the pain and exploring the aftermath of that relationship. And New to Me is one of the songs that came out of that relationship ending. But it kind of comes out, or it comes out of that place where a relationship ends and then something else is allowed to begin.
On a pair, but did I want this power to feel so much, to feel at all? Did I want the power?
You only did one cover song on the album, but you picked a good one. If I Only Had a Brain from The Wizard of Oz. How did you pick that song?
If I Only Had a Brain is one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world, and I don't really know why or how, but it's been a song I've sung as a singer for about 10 years now. It was one of the first blues songs first times I ever really explored the blues, and since I've recorded If I Only Had a Brain, I've begun exploring the blues a lot more, and old jazz tunes a lot more. It seems to me that song is kind of a doorway into a whole new place for my voice to go and kind of mess around.
Jeremy, your song Garçon Feel is a very intimate song. It starts off with the words, I am boy, I am girl. This is an idea that is not often expressed in music. Is there a story behind that song?
Before I realized I was gay, I realized that I didn't fit in terms of the gender definitions that seemed to be imposed on me by my family and by my friends and my schools and my religion growing up. And it's been a lifelong struggle. I remember wanting to play with my sister's dolls when I was growing up and not being allowed. And I remember dancing in front of my family growing up and being looked at like it wasn't the right thing for a boy my age to be doing. And I remember dressing up like Madonna once at my friend's house. She dressed me. I was probably 8 years old, and she was dressing me up like Madonna. We were listening to Like a Virgin or something, and her mom walked in and sent me home because she felt it was inappropriate. And so my whole life seems to have been a lot of stop signs and a lot of people shaking their finger at me, saying, "No, you're not right. You're not appropriate. This isn't acceptable." Then a couple of years ago, I saw a French film called Ma Vie en Rose, and I was watching it and just captivated by this little boy's courage and awareness of who he was or who she was. And one of my favorite lines in the movie is when the child says, "Je suis un garçon fille." And he's laughed at, he's scoffed at by his family, but I think he touched on something so critically human, in that we all are garçon boy and fille girl. We all grow up with that, and this child had the ability to really hold on to that. So I wrote the song Garçon Fille out of my experience of feeling like I've always been playing between these two alleged opposites of masculinity and femininity, and I don't feel like one or the other is really appropriate for me. But them both together create me, my feeling of humanity.
What's the gayest song on your CD?
What's the gayest song on my CD? I don't really know for sure. I would have to... I mean, in some ways, I think Don't Know Where has the whole twink on a Chelsea Street line, so that one kind of strikes me as having a little gay buoyancy to it. And then Garçon Fille, again, not necessarily a gay song, but a song that does really, for me, scratch the surface of gender issues.
Who's the person behind the music?
The person behind the music is someone I'm just getting to know right about now. And every time I step onto the stage and play for people, it seems like I get to see a little bit more of who he is. It's kind of been a thrilling adventure to allow whatever it is that I am and whoever this person is that's behind this music happening, sort of blossoming and seems like the more I embrace the different parts of myself, the fuller and stronger I feel as a person.
Okay, you've just finished your first CD. You essentially did it all yourself. Looking back, did you have any thoughts about the whole process?
I don't know. It's been an amazing journey going through this whole process and having people along the process who have helped me. But being pretty much primarily the one who's responsible to start, stop, and do everything in between, or else it doesn't get done, and so it's been kind of a freaky joyride of ups and downs, getting this out there, and then getting it out there, and then the feeling of vulnerability of, oh my God, I just put something out into the world where now people can look right into my life, and they can judge me for better or for worse, But the more I'm putting it out there, I'm finding the more confident I am feeling behind it, and the more I'm feeling my guts are behind it, and the more I'm seeing the music that's on the CD continuing to expand and continuing to grow even beyond where it is on the CD, and that's a treat.
I've got one more song I want to ask Jeremy about, and it's one of my favorites from his album. But before I do that, I want to thank him for the interview and thank you for listening. This is J.D. Doyle with the Queer Music Heritage New Music Spotlight. My regular show can be heard on Queer Voices on KPFT on the fourth Monday of the month. And you can also listen to this interview at my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. Now back to Jeremy. We've been listening to his debut CD, which is called Embracing This, and you can find out more about him at www.jeremyblue.com. Jeremy, last question. Of what song that you've written are you the most proud, and why?
One of the more recent songs that was written for the CD was Some Guy. And actually, I wrote that song after I'd recorded the other 10 tracks on the CD, and that one just sort of popped out. I wrote the song, actually, though it's a kind of a rock song or a folk rock song, I wrote it in tears at a time in my life when I was really frustrated with feeling a lot of pressure, and I felt like the song kind of allowed me to bring together myself as a musician, but also to allow myself just to be some guy. And so when I play the song now, it tends to be a song that feels very, very rooted in my gut. And that is a feeling I most love about performing. So I feel that that is one I am most proud of.
Maybe I was just 5 years old, playing all alone, letting my fantasies unfold. Standing in the spotlight for all the folks on my street, my whole world staring wide-eyed at me. I wasn't gonna be just some guy. Maybe it was the fourth grade when I brought home my first card of straight A's. And I love the way my family looked at me. I love the way they knew I wouldn't be just some guy you'd see at the laundromat sometime, or you'd meet at the corner store waiting in line, or see driving a beat-up car. Now I'd be so much more than just some guy. Some fairy tales cracking the mold. I try to hide all my human parts with leaves of gold. And I huffed and I puffed, and I sure got tired of trying to climb all these invisible high wires. And I just fell into this little quiet town, place where mostly everything's mostly nowhere around. And I like it here, how you can climb a tree. I love it here, it's okay to be just some guy who lives in a little house on a hill, who works up, 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 up until it's time for my nap. Hey, what about that? Now I'm just some guy eating at the laundromat sometime, or you meet at the corner store waiting in line, or see driving his beat-up car. And I thought it would take me so far to be just some guy, or just some guy. May not even save the world today. I may not even save the world today. I may not even save the world.